Growth implants in cattle. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. There are many feedlots that believe that non-implanted calves perform better in the feedlot than implanted calves. Dr. Tom Short, Associate Director in Outcomes Research with Zoetis, gathered 4 years' worth of data from video auction sales to see whether these non-implanted calves bring more premiums than implanted and if there's a difference in their performance in the feed yard.
The data encompasses about 7,500 sale lots, with the average lot size being about 135 calves, primarily from the western U.S. that have gone through Western's video sales program. We were able to pull from these data some economic information that gave us an indication of what sale prices look like comparing implanted and non-implanted calves. Over the 4 years data that we have here, we actually found that there was no statistical difference in sale price between implanted and non-implanted cattle.
Zoetis Animal Health says that implanting aligns well with key cattle preconditioning processes, such as immunizing and deworming, and will likely not require an extra trip through the chute. And even if so, the performance response more than outweighs the extra processing expense.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.